Hi, I'm Colin Foley. Today I'm going to be talking about a specific occurrence where I was evaluating an initial injury or condition. This also corresponds with one of my goals, or like two of my goals, way back in the program with becoming more comfortable with upper extremity. So I had a football player, he was doing an anterior block, and he basically was adducted and internally rotated. Due to his teammate, as in his other, the D-line that he was going against, was able to do a move on him, and at the end of the day, he basically felt like a sharp pain go through his shoulder. After evaluating the injury, the athlete was just like, yeah, no grading symptoms, pain like 5 to 10. He's done this before, and it's like, okay, this is always good. So, first things first, we looked at his range of motion. After we saw there was no obvious deformity, no conal signs, etc., and we saw that he lacked some range of motion with his external rotators and his abductors. So ultimately, after I ruled out any AC involvement, any instability and that such, I knew it wasn't going to be anything labile because of his reported story that he most likely had a strain of some sort. So after doing a couple special tests, empty can, drop arm, I identified that the supraspinatus was in fact involved, and Terry's major did isolation of those mini muscle tests just to really make sure, especially with Terry's major, and I identified that that was what was ultimately strained. So the day after, immediately we just controlled pain and told him what happened, educated him about it. So the next day we worked in range of motion without any pain. Eventually we got that range of motion back to normal, and then we started increasing strength, and therefore we are able to get him back to play. One other thing that we did do with technically it's a therapeutic intervention, we basically, as you would do a spica on the hip, we did a shoulder spica to prevent and support what happened last time with him being internally rotated. His shoulder internally rotated and adducted. So I felt pretty good with that just because I was finally able to be like, woo, the full process. I knew what was going to happen. I didn't know there was prior history. But my preceptor's like, hey, have it. You're going to be certified in a little bit. Just do you. What would you do? Bounce it off of us. So it felt pretty good. It was probably like my sixth time doing it. But it was just like the first time doing it in the spring semester, so I just wanted to pat myself on the back for that. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.